A parent of a student attending a Yellowknife District Education No. 1 school is speaking out after allegations their child has been bullied over their supposed support of U.S. President Donald Trump. NNSL Media obtained an email addressed to the school board and YK1 administration outlining the alleged chain of events. "We have decided to neither name the school in question nor any of the parties involved to protect both the victim of bullying as well as those who have been accused." According to the email, the series of events began the day after the U.S. presidential election on November 6, 2024, when a student in the school playground mentioned that Trump had won. Another student apparently replied, "Yay," and ended up receiving a barrage of verbal abuse, including other students whispering loud enough so the student in question could hear. "It is important for you to know that our child knows nothing about Donald Trump or his policies, and they have been bullied because the student defended their parents, who do not hate him," wrote one parent. "It breaks our heart to see our child punished because we do not agree with the general consensus on him." The bullying then carried into the classroom, according to the email, where the student's teacher allegedly told the class that Trump's name was not to be mentioned because, according to the parent, the teacher stated that Trump is a terrible person. While the teacher is entitled to their own opinion, their role at the school is as an educator. It is not their job or their place to forcefully shut down the students in their class or try to impose their own views on them by diktat, the parent wrote. "This is completely unacceptable behavior from a teacher." The parents of the student then met with the school's administration and the teacher a week after the initial events to address what had allegedly been happening. The principal, according to the parent, attempted to downplay the incidents and did a poor job of understanding our concerns or addressing them in any meaningful way. "We feel this way because our one request from the meeting was for a discussion to be held with the students' class, reminding them that people are entitled to their opinions, and while people do not have to agree, you cannot bully others for holding a different opinion," wrote the parent. The parent described the attitude of the vice principal during the meeting as outright hostile to the idea that someone has a right to hold an opinion to which they do not share. "The vice principal verbally objected," wrote the parent. "When we reiterated the importance of respecting a person's right to hold a different opinion than one's own, the vice principal, thinking we would not notice as our attention was directed at the principal, rolled their eyes while we were speaking. It is extremely concerning that one of your vice principals would demonstrate such open contempt for the parents of students under their care and for the idea that the right to hold differing opinions should be respected." The principal agreed to have a talk with the student's class the morning after the meeting, said the parent, but it apparently did not happen as the responsibility to deal with the situation was left to teachers. "We appreciate the effort by these teachers, who seem to genuinely care about ensuring the students' well-being and were not directly involved in the incident," the parent stated. The parent also alleges that a physical altercation occurred between their child and another student at the school. "When we asked our child what happened, they admitted to hitting the boy first because they just could not take the nonstop bullying any longer," wrote the parent. "Our child told us that after they hit the other student hit back, and when our child's friend tried to intervene on their behalf, the other student hit them too." A follow-up email was sent to the school on November 22 due to the nonchalant attitude of the school toward what was happening, the parent said. "We believe that if the administration and the teacher had actually done what they committed to do, the other students might not have felt so emboldened to continue the bullying," wrote the parent. "But from where we stand, when the teacher chose to join the bullying of the student and refused to tell the students that people should not be bullied for their opinions, the students took that as tacit approval to continue their behavior, which they did. Prepared to change schools." A meeting involving the student, their parents, the teacher in question, and the principal occurred at the end of November, but the parent claimed that the school didn't appear interested in finding a solution. The teacher lamented that their relationship with the student was not going well, said the parent. We told the teacher that the relationship was poor because the teacher called the student a liar to protect themselves, and the student does not trust the teacher. The teacher told us that they wanted to do what they could to try and repair the relationship with the student, which is certainly commendable, but they have not made much progress and the student continues to distrust the teacher and is at best ambivalent about being in their class. The parent stated that things began to improve in December because of what the parent thought was an understanding reached following the meeting in November. But the parent said that appeared to not be the case after all. As it turns out, things got better for the student, because some of the kids bullying, the student simply found another target, wrote the parent. The latest episode apparently took place on February 24th during a talk involving the principal with the student's class, but it apparently wasn't the discussion that had been promised by the principal, according to the parent. The principal had come into the student's class, sat everyone in a circle and started asking them questions about Mr. Trump, even going so far as to require them to record those answers in writing, the parent wrote. Unfortunately, I do not have a copy of this activity as our child said they were so uncomfortable and upset with it that they threw it away as soon as the principal left the classroom. The parent referred to the school board's policy 28 titled Safe, Caring, Respectful Working and Learning Environments, which states in part, the board recognizes that individual and systemic biases related to family status, family affiliation, political belief, political association exist in society. The board believes these biases are not to be tolerated in the district. The parent alleges that political bias is tolerated at the school in question based on the experience their child has gone through. In response to questions from NNSL media about what's happened, David Wasilsev, chair of YK1's Board of Trustees, said he wasn't entirely sure of the situation and that it would be inappropriate for him to comment on specific matters pertaining to students. In situations where there are concerns from a student or family that haven't been addressed at a school level, we encourage them to reach out to our superintendent, Shirley Zubuls, to review the matter, Wasilsev said. If there continue to be concerns or issues after that review, then the concerns can be escalated to the board. Wasilsev added that any review performed by the superintendent would involve the family from start to finish. The parent wrote that their child will be going to a different school starting next school year, but that could change if things go downhill between now and the end of the current year. If the student's right to express their opinions, ask questions and explore their ideas in a safe environment for the next 4 months cannot be guaranteed. Please tell us now so that we can make immediate arrangements to move them, wrote the parent.